Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm Nika, your English teacher, and tomorrow on Friday is my birthday. And that's why in this episode, we are going to discuss my feelings and emotions connected to birthdays. And I will also share some of the small traditions I love repeating every year. And perhaps you will find some interesting ideas for yourself. So let's get started. First of all, I want to say that there are people who don't like their birthdays because they are getting older, because time flies and they haven't achieved some goals and so on. And also, I didn't used to like my birthdays when I was a teenager. But honestly, I don't know why. Maybe it was because of my parents, as they never organized any surprises, even though I really wanted them. And also my parents always asked me what I wanted, and later on we went to the shop and bought it together. Of course, I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm really thankful to my parents for everything. But birthdays in my family were never considered like something special and magical. Mostly it was just like a regular day with a cake. I remember some years ago when I was no longer living with my parents, I came to their home late at night while my mom was sleeping, and I blew up many colorful and vivid balloons and decorated with those balloons our kitchen and also added some lights and photos. And when my mom woke up in the morning, she started crying and she said, "I've never received balloons for my birthday." And yeah, she was more excited about the balloons than the actual gifts that we had prepared. And I guess it's because my parents never received surprises for their birthdays, so they didn't create those surprises for me and for my brother as well. For the last couple of years, I've come to love birthdays because these are the days when I hear a lot of kind and nice words about myself, and I also receive calls from friends I haven't talked to in a while. And of course, I get presents and I get flowers. Plus, from early in the morning, I also receive balloons and a cake from my husband. And it's truly lovely, making it a really wonderful day. 5 years ago, I decided to introduce a fun birthday tradition. So, the tradition is the following. On my birthday, I need to try a new activity, or I need to visit a new place, or eat a new kind of food. And so far, I've been keeping my promise. So for example, 1 year I went shooting, another year I jumped with a parachute and did karting, and I also visited Singapore on my birthday in 2019, and a city in Belarus called Brest in 2020. And today in this episode, I would like to tell you a bit more about all those experiences. The first activity I would like to talk about is skydiving. When I was 17, I was taking part in a volunteer project in Lithuania in the summer. And I was together taking part in this project with 15 people from different countries, from actually all over the world. There were people from Indonesia, Malaysia, Mexico, Morocco, Brazil, Hong Kong, Slovakia, the United States, the Czech Republic, and so on. And when we were finishing the project, all the volunteers decided to do something memorable together. And they chose, you know, skydiving. At that time, I was super terrified of heights. And I told them, "Oh my God, guys, you are crazy. You just want to die. I'm never gonna do it. Like, never ever in my life." And it was in August. This situation happened in August. But a month later, at the beginning of September, I started thinking, I need to do something special for my 18th birthday. Something that I will remember all my life. And you know what? Skydiving came to my mind. And when I told my parents about it, they were literally shocked because they knew that I was super afraid of heights. But Anyway, I convinced my parents and I jumped with an instructor from 2,000 meters. And it was unbelievable experience. It was incredible. And the free fall lasted around 30 seconds. And after that, the parachute opened and I felt like a bird flying in the sky for another 5 minutes or 7 minutes. But you know, guys, it was fantastic. So if you want to do something special for your birthday, I highly recommend you trying skydiving. In 2019, when my husband and I were living in China, we decided to travel to Singapore for a couple of days. And on my birthday, we went to Universal Studios. Universal Studios, it's an amusement park with lots of attractions created in the style of popular movies and popular cartoons. And I remember that the price of one ticket was 50 euro. And we were debating for a long time with my husband whether it's worth it or not, like 50 euro. Yeah, that's kind of expensive. But after a day in Universal Studios, I can easily say that it was definitely worth it. We felt, you know, like children. We were filled with excitement when we experienced various attractions, when we rode some thrilling and high-speed roller coasters, also when we attended the show of Transformers, and we also saw how movies are typically filmed. So yeah, it was an unbelievable experience. And in the evening after the park, we went to a rooftop bar with a spectacular view. And from there, we could see sparkling Singapore skyline with its famous attractions like the hotel with the boat on the top and the Avatar Forest and the Ferris wheel and many, many other things. And yeah, I can definitely say that it's one of the most memorable days of my life. But you know, guys, in 2020, during the COVID-19, we were together with my husband in Belarus. And I also decided to visit a new place on my birthday, and I selected the city called Brest. And I was impressed by this city because it's full of historical sites and it has many cool cafes and restaurants and it has, you know, European vibe. And I recall that in the afternoon we rented a boat and we floated along the river and enjoyed drinking champagne from plastic glasses. And during those days we stayed at a hotel and it was also a fascinating experience. So even if you can't travel abroad for your birthday, you can consider exploring the country you are currently living in. A couple of years ago on my birthday, my husband surprised me here in Gdansk and invited me to a secret place. And later on, I found out that it was a shooting range. And I was given various types of guns. I also got protective glasses or eyewear and headphones. And an instructor explained to me how to hold a gun and how to shoot because I'd never done it before. And first of all, initially, I started shooting from a short distance. And later on, like gradually, step by step, the distance increased. And I remember that I was so excited to see the paper targets with bullet holes and find out whether I was close to the center of those targets or not. And if you guys have never been to a shooting range, I highly recommend you trying it. This time, I've also planned an activity that I've never done on my birthdays before. So, once here in Gdansk, I attended a concert of one Belarusian singer, and I met there a girl from my hometown. And she's a makeup artist and a photographer at the same time. So, tomorrow, she will come to my place at 9 a.m. to do my makeup, and then we will head to a studio for a photo shoot. Honestly, photo shoots with a photographer take me out of my comfort zone because I don't know how to pose and I don't feel confident in front of the camera. But anyway, I hope, I really keep fingers crossed for that I will be able to relax and maybe the photographer will assist me with poses and I will have positive experience in the end. And after the photo shoot, I will meet up with my friends and we will head to a restaurant or a cafe to have some food and enjoy a couple of drinks. And you know, for the last 10 years, I've been living in different countries and constantly moving around the world. And I haven't always had the chance to be with my friends on my birthday. So for me, it's the greatest gift ever to have an opportunity to meet up with my friends and spend time with them. Actually, my friend and I agreed that before our birthdays, we would create a wish list with all the things we might need. And one of my friends, she had birthday this summer and she prepared really well. So she created a list with around 10 or 12 different ideas for potential birthday presents. And from that list, another friend and I, we learned that she needed a carpet for physical trainings and also some sport elastic bands. And it was absolutely a win-win situation because we didn't have to struggle with finding a gift for her and our friend received something that she truly needed. As for me, I had intended to create my own wish list, but in the past few weeks, I've been really busy and overwhelmed with the start of my courses, and I haven't had time to think about my desires. So I hope that my friends are creative enough and they know me well, but just in case, I've already told them that I would be glad to receive any English book. Because, yeah, I'm one of those people who think that books make amazing presents. But in general, for many years, I already know my ideal gift. I imagine that my friends or my husband wake me up in the morning on my birthday and tell me that they've already packed my luggage and in 30 minutes we are heading to the airport and we will have a secret flight to a new place and I will celebrate my birthday in a new country that I've never been before. Yeah, so this is my dream. But maybe my husband will listen to this episode and one day he will organize such a surprise for me. So please keep fingers crossed for that. And the best gift that you can give me, guys, is of course to follow this podcast and tell all your friends, your colleagues and acquaintances who are currently learning English about it. Because I really love this project and I put my heart into it and I would be pleased if more and more people become aware of it. So thank you very much for staying with me today. This episode was really personal, but I believe it helped us connect more and it helped you to get to know me better. So love you guys, keep in touch and have a wonderful day. See you next week. Bye-bye.